Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek, Yud Mishnah, Yud Chapter 10, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah begins. Neger, which is a bolt, usually used to bolt a door or something similar, Sheesh Baraisa Glistra, that at the head of the bolt, there's like a knob, a thick knob, and sometimes they use it for other things. Usually it's used as a bolt, but people could use it to crush things, to bang things. Rabbi Lezer prohibits a person to use this type of bolt on Shabbos, unless it is attached to the door firmly. Rabbi Yossi Matir, and Rabbi Yossi says that it's permissible. Now there's a big disagreement here, what exactly they're arguing about. The opinion of the Rambam is that according to Rabbi Lazar, we don't view this bolt as a kli, as a vessel, and therefore it's prohibited on Shabbos to use it because it's considered muktzah. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, since it has this ball on top of it and it could be used for other functions, it's considered a kli, it's considered a vessel, and therefore it's permitted to use it on Shabbos. Rashi has a different opinion, but we'll stick with the Rambam for now. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Maisa b'knesses, there was a story in a shul, in a synagogue, Shebet Tveri, in the city of Tveri, of Tiberias, Shenoga b'heter, that they would use such a bolt, you know, a bolt with a knob on top of it. Achbar Ram Gamliel Laz came, Matar Ram Gamliel, and the elders came, v'asulam, told them that it's prohibited. Rabbi Yossi says, Isser Nagoba, it was the exact opposite. Initially, they would not use such a bolt, even though it had a knob on top of it. Bar Ram Gamliel Laz came, Rabbi Gamliel and the elders came along and they permitted it. Now this is really a little bit of an issue because the Gemara teaches us in a number of different places that something that is permissible and people have conducted themselves stringently and not used it, you're not just allowed to be matur, you can't just permit it. So what's the difference here? The answer is that's in a situation where the people know that it's permissible and they just have taken it out of stringently on themselves. In that situation, you're not allowed to permit it for them. But if they made a mistake initially and they thought that something was prohibited and then they found out that it's permitted, in that situation it is permitted for them to change. Let's see one more. Mishnah, similar case. Says the Mishnah, Neger HaNigur, a bolt that's attached to the door, but it's got a very long piece of string, a long rope, and it drags on the ground when the bolt is not bolted. Now this type of bolt doesn't have a knob on top of it. Says the Mishnah, Noalim Bo B'Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Temple in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to use it to bolt a door. Avaloba Medina, but it's prohibited to do it outside the Beis HaMikdash in the country itself. What's the reason? Because since it drags, one can't tell that it's necessarily part of the door. Therefore, the rabbis decreed that a person's not allowed to close on a Shabbos because it seems as if either that they're adding to the structure or maybe because it's muktzah. Now, this is only in Issur Drabban, and it's only prohibited rabbinically. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash in the Temple, we have a rule, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, that rabbinic prohibitions do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's permissible over there to use such a bolt. The Hamunach, but a bolt that is literally not attached, is just on the ground. Kan V'Kan Asar, it's prohibited both in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Temple, and in the rest of the country, because that's considered like building, actually, Midoraisa, biblically, and therefore it's Asar. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Hamunach, if it is Munach, that means to say, it's on the ground, it's not attached. Mutar b'mikdash, it's permissible based on mikdash, yields that even that is only rabbinically prohibited. The hanigrar, the one that is attached by a rope, but it drags on the ground by Medina, that is even mutar, that is even permissible in the rest of Israel itself. And we actually rule in this Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda, wishing you and yours a great upcoming week with lots of atzlacha and success.